The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Please welcome to the stage your host, Off Book.
McKenna.
This one's Eric Gerson on the keys, joining us for our East Coast tour. One of our most favorite pianists in the world, Connecticut's own.
Very good.
Come on, give it up, give it up.
How y'all doing tonight? Cool, we'd love to hear that.
Great.
So what this is a round of applause. Who's never seen this show or heard this show or was dragged here willingly or unwillingly by someone else?
Woo, all right.
Kai, I'm talking specifically to you. Okay, so what this is an improvised musical, and that just means that everything we sing is going to be made up, and everything that he plays is going to be made up. Cool? 100% of the people know what this is now. We've done this.
Great, so from anywhere in the audience, can we just get a single word? Scribble. Scribble. Well, one more. I heard something else?
Birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Your birthday? What's your name?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Becca. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, so we did lie. There's one written song.
And to be fair, we don't normally sing the birthday song.
You do need to just recognize that a contract has been breached. And,
So if you want your money back, we will pay for your ticket. Okay, cool.
Okay, so scribble.
Scribble, birthday.
Cake.
Does someone say birthday, someone else say cake?
Or no, that's just
scribble,
for my
birthday. Birthday. Cake. So, yeah, tight as hell.
You big doodler?
Visual art is really a block for me. Like,
same.
Both of my parents were like almost architects, and every time I say that I think, what does that mean? Almost, like, they both like thought about being architects for a while, like took classes in school, were really into it. They're both like really good at drawing. I don't have any of that.
They're so close to being like the love interest in a rom-com.
Yeah, no one shows up in a room and goes, what do you do? Well, I'll tell you what I don't do, architecture. I almost did that. Yeah, how about you? Do you draw?
I think most of my doodling was like just Stussy signs.
Yeah.
And mostly like my name where the S's were Stussy signs.
Right. So, some people are going, the
so
what?
What?
You're young, congratulations. We're all happy for you.
If you don't know how to draw three lines and then another three lines and then connect and then connect and then a little triangle and a little triangle, you were born this millennia.
Do you remember the Y2K hubbub?
Of course.
The thing based entirely around, we made clocks bad.
Yeah.
We're so worried about what happens when the clocks don't have enough digits to tell what year it is now.
Do you remember being like a little bit like low-key worried? We hosted a New Year's Eve party that night. And so there was like a big family party at my house. But I remember thinking like, this is one of the many blessings of being from the West Coast, is I was like, a lot of time zones have experienced this.
Yeah.
So by the time it gets to
New York's still there. California's fine.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Not to just bring some like West Coast, East Coast beef into this sweet moment of togetherness where we're so happy to be on the beautiful eastern seaboard of our nation.
Yeah.
And one of the original 13, nay, the Constitution State itself.
Okay, speak on it, King.
Well, what else do you know about Connecticut?
Me, famously, very little about anything. Yep.
I don't know, Doug. I think that's the kind of scribbling that'll make you an almost architect. And that's okay. It's just, you know, it takes a lot more to be a real architect. A full, as we say.
Yeah. I know, but I'm not ready to take that plunge, not ready to dive that deep. You are an architect, and when you draw, the people weep. They say that is one full building, drawn by one full person. And there is only one thing of which I'm certain. I wanna be an almost architect. I wanna be an almost architect. I wanna go right up to the line of being done and then say,
kind of sounds like you just want to draw. And that's okay. I mean, that's a great place to be, you know?
No.
It's just they'll kick you out of architecture school.
Kyle, I don't just want to draw. I want to draw buildings that shouldn't work.
That's okay.
And then
it sounds like a form of visual art.
Yeah, but then I want someone who believes in me to make that impossible building.
Oh, you do want them to come true.
Yeah,
okay, so maybe sculpture? I mean, you have talent, you have an eye. I mean, you have a knack for design. It's just if you're not going to actually learn what things are weight-bearing, then I mean...
Why is that important?
Well...
Why can't the building be the way I see it in my dreams? Aren't my dreams enough?
Again, absolutely, for a version of art that is just to be enjoyed, but not in something that needs to be structurally sound so it doesn't fall on
but
people's
why,
heads.
Why, though? Yes.
Doug, so yeah. It doesn't fall on people's heads.
Yes, and I don't want
I'm
it to
just
fall
worried
on
that if I made this building come true, people would get smooshed. They'd go through a small door, out a window, and this would topple. I mean, but if I just imagine this on my wall... Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's inspiring.
Isn't it great?
It inspires me to build a reasonable ranch home.
No, what if it inspires you to build it, but when it doesn't smoosh people?
I think what you really need, and if this means that you and I can't be partners anymore, I think what you really need is a structural engineer. You need someone who actually knows about
you
that.
You know how I feel about structural engineers.
Doug, you have to get over it. She's just one structural engineer.
She's not just one structural engineer.
I know, she's the love of your life.
Not anymore. She made that very clear. And I vowed on that day I would never have a building that would be approved by a structural engineer.
And again, Doug, that's why I'm begging you as your friend.
Kyle, I know.
Choose a different path. Walk a different lane.
I don't know what to do. I'm so conflicted. I want
try
to...
what I'm telling you even one time.
Okay, what are you telling me? I feel like I haven't really been listening.
Just, you know, try and forget her. Put her out of your mind. Close the chapter of that book and forget its spine. Put it on a bookshelf. Ooh, maybe wall-to-wall bookshelf. With a little nook on the side, and there's recessed lighting and batten boarding, and the molding's the same color as the walls. An archway to give the doorway the feeling that you're closing into a space.
Her. She's always on my mind, saying this relationship, you don't make the time.
I know. It's sort of like you need to take and put it in a closet, forget the mistakes of the past. Like if you put in a closet without lighting, think about how often you look at your clothes. Slowly today, not yet. foyer that kind of sets the tone.
I see it clear. Here's a place where I can start, and Claire isn't here.
Right.
It seems like what I needed was actually a room after all. Just a specific room when Claire's not there. You didn't drop the ball when you designed a room again. Designed a room again.
You just need a room of your own, my friend.
When you designed a room,
I'm always designing.
You're always designing rooms.
Constantly designing.
I'll meet with one other structural engineer.
You guys hiding any drinks in your dorm room? What? This is a postgraduate program.
Yeah.
Hiding any drinks in our dorm?
We can legally drink.
I don't know. I guess I just needed a reason to come in here.
Yeah. I know you introduced yourself as our RA.
Yeah.
You're not our RA.
Aren't I?
You are not. Okay. But you can just be our friend. If you want to just come in here, just come in here. It's a common room. We're just hanging out.
Okay. Oh, cool drawing. That's not structurally sound.
Wait a minute, what program are you in?
Structural engineering.
Okay. Sorry, Randy, right?
Yep.
Could you make it structurally sound?
This one?
Yeah.
Let me see.
And I swear to God, Randy.
Clouds is light. What's up?
I swear to God, Randy, if you break my fucking heart, if I fall in love with you and then you break my fucking heart, I don't know that I'll ever come back from that again. Okay?
Okay.
So...
Okay.
So, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Sorry, that's not about you.
I sort of knew that instantly.
Yeah. Okay.
We barely know each other. You didn't even know what program I'm in.
Yeah.
You clarified my name.
Yeah.
How could we have a love story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, Kyle? Hey.
Kyle, you know this guy?
Yeah, that's Randy. He's a third-year structural engineer.
He's done some of your stuff before, yeah?
Yep.
You trust him?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to break my fucking heart?
Well, I can't make any promises like that. I just know that his stuff is structurally sound.
And that's all that I can ask of you right now, Randy, in this moment.
Yeah, it seems
can
like...
you take this building and make it structurally sound?
Okay, lights are
and
clouds.
I guess also up to code of other kinds.
Oh, do you know what your problem is? Is you're designing this to be a home, but this is actually a museum.
Well, I can't live in a museum.
Well, yeah, but as architects and structural engineers, we don't just build the places we live. We try to do it for other people.
Well, I know
that's why it's a job.
Well, I know that.
I mean, for me, it's a passion, you know?
Yeah. I know that, but this specifically, I was like designing my dream home.
Oh.
But you're
Do you want to live in a museum?
Well,
I'm just saying the vibe I get from this isn't home, it's a museum.
But you can do it if it's a museum.
Well, I'd have to change a fair amount, but yeah.
You're saying change my dream to live in a museum.
Well, no, you don't
That's
have to
You're
live
telling
in
me that I have to live in a museum.
Is he always like this? Yeah, you'll have to cut and say it like 6 or 7 times. I'm just sort of saying that, just as an engineer, the vibe I got from this drawing is more like, it's more like a Guggenheim. Like, it has additional ornamentation to it that's not part of its structure, which is great, but you've designed it to all be structural, and that's where you're wrong.
I see what you're saying.
Do you?
I think I do. This is not a house.
Right?
It doesn't have bathrooms, which you would need if it was a house.
And also a museum. You kind of always need bathrooms.
It does have bathrooms, but there's like six in a row. Not like a house, the kind you would find in a museum. And there's a big grand entryway with a big staircase and a T-Rex statue with a big old face and a bunch of booths that say information here that I wanted in my house, but now it's clear. This belongs in a museum. Everything here belongs in a museum.
Or this belongs in a museum, but it more is the museum.
This belongs as a museum. I can work with you. You're a great guy. I think this friendship will be incredibly fly. It makes so much sense to me. Here is the thing. I imagine my second bedroom as a pointillism wing.
Right, more of that. That's why I saw it the same.
Right.
And I like how you have multiple levels and planes of windows. Now you're starting to see.
This belongs as a museum. This belongs as a museum.
And it'll be an incredible museum that I would be honored to build as soon as we graduate this post-grad program.
How is it making you feel?
I love it.
Mm.
This is my favorite wing. The one of pointillism. And I love the window-paned windows.
Mm.
I heard they've worked on this museum for 15 years.
It is so wonderful to be here opening day at this brand new museum. Did you see the part of the museum that has a four-poster bed?
Yes. And I really, really loved how there are six bathrooms in a row. But, Jacques, I have to tell you something.
What, Jacquette?
Jacquette is not my given name.
Well, I... Wait a minute. When you moved...
Jacquette is my nickname.
That you got when you came to study abroad in France?
Yes. 20 years ago. My
name... I thought you wanted to not be... You told me never to say your name.
I know, but I have to tell you it now because it is
Claire.
It is Claire.
It never changed on your passport.
Right.
I saw it when
okay,
we were traveling.
Okay, you're right. It was not the secret I was telling you.
That's right. Tell me the real secret you were telling me.
You know that I love you now. You are my sun, my moon, my stars.
You told me all the things that the Khaleesi said to Khal Drogo.
Long ago, when I was on a study abroad program, the first one in France, when I met a boy and I broke his heart. And I have always regretted it. Not that we didn't end up together because it led me to you, my moon, my stars.
My sun, my moon. First of her name.
But because Queen I worried that this boy, it led him astray from the world of structure. And it is so hard when your life lacks structure.
How is that information relevant to what is happening right now?
That is why we are here, Jacques.
What do you mean?
For he designed this very museum.
The one with the 6 bathrooms?
In a row.
And the big T-Rex at the beginning?
Yes, with the big T-Rex face.
And the 4-poster bed?
Yes. Him and his 2 best friends made this whole museum.
How do you... What is this boy's name?
Doug.
And how do you feel about Duke's work? Now that you see it.
It is all the whimsy I knew what was in his brain, and I'm so happy to see it. But also it makes me wonder what could have been. Sorry, I know that's,
no,
that's sort of a bummer to say to you. But I'm being honest, for you are French, and I have chosen to behave as if I am.
Yes. And it makes me feel so comfortable with you. For I feel like part of the core of our relationship is occasionally throwing a dagger at each other's hearts.
Right.
To see if it will finish the job. But
it
never
will.
Does.
I don't even know if he wants to see me, but I wanted to come and wish him well. To close the gaping wound I may have left.
Yes. But you know what they say, Claire? You cannot unpaint a painting. You can only paint over the paint. But actually taking some paint off a painting is something that actually you can do, but it's very, very, very hard.
Can't unring a bell.
That's true.
The bell makes a ringy ding dell.
Ding ding dell.
You can move past the ring that did quell, but you can't unring a bell.
And also once you go up the stairs, you can't go, well, no, you can go down, but you can't not have already walked up the stairs.
Once something's done, it can never be undone.
Except when it can. But when something's done, it can never be undone.
Except when it can.
You can't take a grilled cheese and untoast the bread.
That's right. And you can't take the little lactose and put it back as whey. Okay.
And once you take a puzzle piece and throw that one piece away, you can never finish that puzzle unless you buy a second of the same puzzle.
When
something is done, it cannot be undone,
except when you can.
Once something's done, it
cannot be undone,
except when it
is.
Or will, or have,
yourself,
or done it, and sometimes you actually
can,
and sometimes you can't.
And I don't know which one this is. Is this the kind of done that is really done, or the kind of done that I can undo?
Well, let's look specifically at this wound. Once you've broken a heart, a heart can never mend,
except when it does.
And at the start, he can never be friends again,
except when you can.
I guess we really can't be sure what the future holds for the two of you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug, come on, we gotta go out there. We gotta cut the big bow. Gotta cut the big bow. We can't cut the ribbon and we can't untie the bow. We gotta go out there and cut
the big
bow.
Randy, I know, I'm so excited.
Aren't you excited? I mean, this is our dream. It's been 15 years in the making, and yet you seem a little distant today, my guy.
Well, I gotta tell you.
My stars.
And Randy?
My absolute love.
Randy?
Yeah?
My horse lord. You know I love you, dude. You know I love you and I'm in love with you.
I know. So why are you hanging back on our big day?
I'm almost even embarrassed.
Kyle wants to know too!
Yeah, Kyle. And Kyle, I love you in a platonic way.
I do, babe.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing. You know how we sent out a list of everyone that's invited?
Yeah, of course.
And you know how we got that?
The mayor, the president,
the
hockey team.
The hockey team. God, I hope the hockey team comes. They're so cool.
The whole team. It could be the whole team.
Not only that, like, we could be the ones to light up the fire of art under the hockey team's butts.
Can you imagine if they come to this museum and they love it, they might win the Stanley Cup.
And if they win the Stanley Cup because of this museum, it's like we won the Stanley Cup.
And the cool thing about the Stanley Cup is they drink out of it.
You can drink out of it, and you can wash it, and you should, because everyone drinks out of it.
That means if we got to drink out of it because we become good friends with the hockey team,
we would be drinking from the same cup that everyone who's ever drank from the Stanley Cup has ever drank from.
Including our biggest crush that we share,
Wayne Gretzky.
So that's why I'm confused. This is a big, exciting day for us.
Yeah, and I'm really big excited about all that stuff. But I did see a name on the list that is the thinly veiled alias of the girl that broke my heart. And I'm so past it, but I just don't understand why she's here, you know?
Oh, I think I do know why she's here.
Well, 'cause
she's the editor of Architecture Full. The most elite architecture magazine of our common time.
But that's the architecture magazine where full architects are praised and venerated.
Yeah.
Why would she be here for me, an almost architect?
Maybe she's willing to make an exception because it's such a good museum. And also, Kyle's a part of it who is a full architect. I didn't have to say it, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
No, you're right. You worked on this. It is done. So I'll say that it was partial architecture until you really, you know, finished it, and now it's full architecture.
But that doesn't mean you have to be a full architect.
And I'm not, and I never will be.
But you still could get featured in architecture, which would be huge for us.
But then wouldn't
it? Babe, it could mean we could build museums all over with
babe.
Rows of 7 bathrooms, oh. 8.
And 2 4-poster beds?
Yes! Window panes and elevators and more dinosaur bones.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna just pretend this is not a big deal. I probably won't even see her. And if I do, it's been 20 years.
There's so many. Let's just go out there, we'll cut the big bow, and we'll see all the people who are here.
Great.
The mayor.
The mayor.
The president. Oh no.
Oh no.
The hockey team.
The Mr. President. Other hand.
Oof. The Hockey Team. Thank you all for coming. I'll speak for us all. This is the greatest single day of our lives.
Greatest single day of our lives.
And we're here to cut the big bow. And inside you can all go to the museum of my love's dreams.
You can all come in, every single one of you. I'm talking president, mayor, obviously hockey team too. So cut the big bow, here we go. Oh no. That's not the mayor, that's not the president,
and I don't ever play hockey.
You're not the mayor.
I've never been a mayor.
Or the president.
Not yet.
Sure as f- not the hockey team. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Duke. Je m'appelle Jaquette these days. And I'm just here to say congratulations in French.
It has been received that way. I'm gonna cut the big bow. I hope you like what you see. Everybody come in. High five everyone on the hockey team.
Didn't want to see me
ever again.
Ever again.
That is what I said.
But I didn't know if that ever again was a done that could be undone. So I stood beside the mayor, the president,
the hockey team.
And now I see it was so arrogant of me to think that one summer when we were 20 and I was kind of flippant, that would greatly affect the rest of your life because I was briefly in it. And this whole thing seems like maybe I built it up, unless
I need to show you a room in this museum. Follow me. This room's not for the mayor.
It's not for the president.
I would maybe show it to the hockey team.
Totally.
This is a closet.
And there's lighting.
Yes. And broken glass on the ceiling. This
like
is
a feminism metaphor.
It's specifically about you.
Oh, cool.
It just happens to be glass on the ceiling.
Oh.
But it's about how some things broken are beautiful. Some things you can't build unless you shatter them down. And I never would have been able to make this room without you and Kyle and Randy and you. This is what you gave to me. Shattered glass ceiling.
Okay, cool. Phew. I will go back to France now and lead a great life like I have been leading.
Oh,
So sorry, though, about that summer. I really should have written you back.
It's okay. We were 20. I feel like all we both did was make bad choices.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm actually... I'm with Randy now.
Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Actually, I would love if I could ask you for one more thing.
Okay.
Please.
You're going to break my fucking heart.
No.
Sorry. That's
no,
instinct.
I promise.
And I'm not that guy anymore.
No.
I try not to be that guy
I
anymore.
Promise I will not break your heart ever again.
Yeah, you're not really in a place to do so right now, so that was really more about me than you, so yeah.
It's okay. Could I feature you in Architect Full magazine? I would love to have you on the cover. I know you are only partial. But I would love to feature you in your bold, brave visions.
Could you
give you some time? Sure.
I'm just sure I'm not. Yes. Give me.
I'll give you to the stroke
three...
of midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then I get on a plane back to France from here, Seattle. Oh. Man, I love being on the Kraken.
Me too.
The hockey team of Seattle.
The Seattle Kraken.
Stick, big, squid. I'm so stoked we came here, and even more stoked we got the specific invite.
Real quick, were you saying stick or squid?
My guy, I was saying both.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Stick, squid.
That's better. I was going stick, squid.
Well, hold on. That's pretty good.
Stick, squid. Yeah, I liked it.
Cool.
Stick, squid.
Yeah.
There's a whole team in here.
Squid. That's the way the hockey is. Stick, squid. That's the way the hockey is. Stick, squid. That's the way the hockey.
Ooh, I love playing hockey for Seattle. I love being on the ice. In the city of rain and Nirvana.
You gotta leave it all on the rink, my friend. Gotta only have the game on your mind. When we all get together, we're a single entity, and this is how we pass the time. We're going stick, squid. This is how the hockey is.
Stick, squid.
This is how the hockey is.
Stick, squid. This is how the hockey is. This is how.
It's a museum, you can't do, I'm sorry. I'm just a docent. And let me be clear, everyone is so stoked that you are here.
Oh my gosh, we are so sorry if we were being disrespectful. That is not the way of the Kraken. We deeply apologize. Just sometimes the hockey gets to us even when we're off the ice.
Yeah, some people
it's
think
super hard to turn it off.
It is. Some people think the way of the Kraken is to indiscriminately destroy boats at sea. No. The way of the Kraken is to preserve the pure majesty of the ocean.
And I'm sure you must feel that in your own life. Like, there's got to be something about being a museum docent that feels the same.
Huh. Yeah, I guess there is.
I mean, you can try this on if you want. Like, for me, if I was you, it'd be like, wing, all the museum things, wing, all the museum things,
wing, all of the museum things, wing, all of the museum things, stick, squid, this is how the hockey is,
stick, squid,
this is
how the hockey is.
I am the President of the United States. And this behavior cannot be tolerated in a museum.
Mr. President,
that's
we are so...
That's what I thought, too. We're so sorry.
We're so sorry, Mr. President. It's just it's so hard because we're so passionate about being the Kraken, and we just met this lovely docent, and we thought perhaps that they were as passionate about their job. I mean, Mr. President, gosh, I hope, as our commander-in-chief, that you've had the same passion for your role.
Huh. I'm sure I have some passion for that.
Gosh, I hope so, sir. I mean, that's why you got my vote.
That's right. Trust, hope, this is why I get the vote. That's what I'm all about.
Yes.
Trust, hope, this is why I get the votes.
Wing,
all of the museum things.
Swing,
this is how the hockey is.
Kyle, have you seen Doug? I can't find him anywhere. No, Randy, I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is. I'm really getting worried about him. I mean, this is such a special day for us. I mean, he hasn't even been hanging out with the hockey team or the president or any of the really good docents. I thought for sure he'd be in the restroom, but I can't. I mean, I've checked all the stalls. Wait, let me check the last one. Babe? Babe?
Let me stop you right there. I was hiding in the very last of the 6 bathroom stalls. I got an ultimatum. It wasn't an ultimatum. It was an offer that I had to sort of agree on or not agree on before midnight.
The strike up?
The stroke of. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know that I'm ready to be labeled a full architect, you know?
You have to tell us what the offer was. Me and Kyle weren't there.
Right. Check your text.
Oh, so sorry, babe. Were you texting from the toilet?
Yeah.
Wash your hands, okay?
Always.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you caught up now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, help me
also,
to understand.
Also, I wasn't using the toilet. I was hiding in the toilet.
I got you.
So I don't need to wash my hands in this particular instance.
But normally I would
wash my hands.
I've lived with you for 14 years. I know you're a clean man.
Okay.
I just, help me understand why this is so scary for you. It would be amazing to be on the cover of the magazine, and doesn't this mean that she really respected you this whole time?
And that's all great, but, like, being a full architect is Kyle's thing. I don't want to take anything away from him. This team is one structural engineer, one almost architect, and one full architect. What if once there's 2 full architects, the team doesn't make sense anymore? And what if when that happens...
Doug, stop! Doug! You're thinking about Kyle?
Yeah, of course, dude.
That's what this is? Thinking about me, Kyle?
Yeah, this day has been great for me, but I realized that, like, all of my dreams have come true, but you're such a huge part of this. I mean, like, I found the love of my life. I built a museum with 6 bathrooms, a 4-poster bed, a closet about my ex, a big T-Rex. Like, this day is going awesome.
Yes,
the hockey
and the
team and the president are losing their minds. But, like, Kyle, you've been, like, in the shadows the whole time. Like, I owe so much to you, and I don't want to do anything that would make you feel less than or disrespected.
My guy, my absolute guy. This is so sweet, but also classic distracted Doug. I've already been on the cover of Architect Full. They put me on like 6 years ago,
right,
when I did that restored old home.
I remember there was a party.
Yep, and we blew up the poster size of me on the cover.
We've got one hanging in our house.
Yeah, so I've already been on the cover, so I hope that's not what this is about. But thank you for thinking of Kyle. Thank you for thinking of Kyle. Thank you for thinking of Kyle at all. Thank you for thinking of Kyle.
I'm always thinking of Kyle.
Thank you for thinking of Kyle. Thank you for thinking of Kyle at all.
So you won't mind?
Not at all.
If team has 2 full architects,
you know I've pegged you since the moment we met.
But will I lose my way? Will my creativity go away if I change this fundamental thing about me? I always make crazy things, things that don't work without you. That is not what a full architect would do. But maybe this isn't about that. Maybe I'm making excuses. is all the while. Although, let's be absolutely clear, I am still thinking of Kyle.
And thank you for thinking of
You're
Kyle.
You're welcome for thinking of
and
Kyle.
Thank you for thinking of Kyle.
Grapple with this, but you'll get through it. I know that you're able. Hey, my best friend's not the type of guy to get all hung up on a label. Is this a room or a foyer? Is this a closet or a small room? Is this a bathroom stall or is it a place to hold a broom?
I'm all about rooms, halls, halls, rooms, shapes, colors, sounds, booms, rooms, halls, halls, rooms, shapes and colors, sounds and booms, rooms, halls, halls, rooms. What do these words mean to you? I guess I'm
stick, stick, squid, squid, that's the way the hockey is. Sorry,
vote,
I just sort of...
Vote, vote, this is why I go for votes.
Wings, 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 these are all museum things. Sorry, we thought you were doing the thing that we were doing. What were you saying?
I guess...
Rooms, rooms, halls, halls, what are they?
I guess this is it all.
Rooms, rooms, halls, halls.
It's all the same after all.
Rooms, rooms, halls, halls.
It's all the same after all.
After all.
Thank you, guys. Understood it the way you meant. I have a text that needs to be sent. Beep, beep, ding, ding, all the cell phony things ring, 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 ring. Hello, Jacquette. I was scared, I was afraid, but a decision has been made. Are you on the plane? Hear me.
I'm still standing under the brilliant T-Rex.
I thought of it long and hard. I had one thought and another. But yes, I'd be honored if you would put me on the cover as a full architect. As a they will feel a modicum of respect.
So much respect, I want to say how much I respect you in French.
And that is how it has been received.
Oui, oui.
Small exploratory production of A Partial Architect. You've just witnessed a full production with costumes and light and all those things.
Right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to just, collectively in our imaginations, we're going to transport ourselves. You've just seen a full production of A Partial Architect. And as is common practice in the theater, if you're trying to develop a new work, is you get some feedback from the audience after the show to see what's working. Maybe they had any questions for particular cast members or crew members. So in a moment, and we can bring the house lights up a little bit, you can line up here, and I think they like the line to snake that way.
Towards the bar.
We have time for a few questions, so right now, please, will you help us in welcoming the full cast and crew of A Partial Architect to the stage? Wow, incredible. Any of you have a question, go ahead and line up by the microphone. Thank you so much. Hi, what's your name, and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Brad, first time, long time.
Hi, thank you, Brad.
My question's for the set designer. I saw, and it might have been just me, that you portray the museum as a full air bouncy house. What was the thought behind that?
You want a juice?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love a juice.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just doing some quick read. You're not gonna believe this, but the paint just dried. You know, that's how new this show is. The bouncy house right now is sort of a temporary solve for money. Ideally, we'd love if this production could hit the stage, all the amazing things we could do. I spent a lot of my energy on building the 6 bathrooms, and I kind of ran out of time. So you'll notice that those are, very realistic. They're to scale. There are 6 of them, even though we really don't need all 6.
We only use one.
We could suggest that they continue off stage. So I made some leaps that were good. Hey, you catch yourself. But I do sort of regret not going more sort of metaphorical for certain parts because we did run out of money and the rest had to be a bouncy house. But I'm working on a T-Rex, so I'm going to get that T-Rex.
And I will say a sort of unintended consequence of that is when the hockey team number goes off in the bouncy house, it's...
raucous.
It's raucous. Yes. Thank you so much. Hi. Hello. What's your name and who's your question for?
My question for the choreographer, that number, Stick, Stick, Squid, Squid. So much gravitas and so much inspiration from Fosse, I'd say. How long did it take you all to learn that?
Well, when we were designing it... Light this for me, please. Light this for me, please. Choreography in the style of Fosse can be small, precise... An eyebrow is choreography.
Contract. Reflect.
And we thought, hockey is just a series of tiny movements made huge.
It was also us who begged the producers and the playwright. There actually was not a city selected. You may have noticed that a lot of the play goes on where they just refer to it as the hockey team.
The hockey team.
And it was a late addition that we said, can we place it? Can we choose a hockey team? Because that really inspired the movement.
Yes, because as you see, the Kraken, and the Kraken is a giant beast of water. He's a sort of watery, tentacly beast. And he is a being of violence, but he's also a being of specificity.
Claude, show them the choreography back when the team used to be the Mighty Ducks.
When it was the Mighty Ducks, it was a lot more... Flap, flap, quack, quack. This is where the hockey's at.
But then we thought... there's not that much room for a museum in Anaheim. They already have Disney.
Yes. All of the space that can be bought in Anaheim has been bought.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your question.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Noe. Congratulations. Phenomenal show.
Thank you so much.
My question is either for the lighting designer or the stage manager, depending on where this came from. Halfway through, the house lights just kind of came up and stayed on. What was the thought behind that, if there was?
Oh. There was.
I yelled, okay, house lights. I didn't say go. Did you say go?
I didn't hit the cue, no. Did you?
Did I say stand?
I might have. What did you say?
I said stand by house lights.
I may have just heard house lights. And I think I did bring the house lights up.
It was to see you. It was...
It was to know that you were here and that you were with us.
And we've tried it, and we don't know if we'll keep it, but it was on purpose.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your question. Yes, we'll give you your money back. So sorry.
That's good. I had another question.
Okay, yes.
So I was wondering, for the book, writer,
Yes.
I don't know if it was a collab effort, whoever wrote the story. I was wondering about the homosocial relationship between Doug and Kyle. And I was wondering if, like, how much of that queer potentiality was on purpose, and what the suggestion of, I think so often in stories like these, we see this element of homoeroticism that's never fully explored.
Yes. Yes, speak on it.
I'm just wondering.
Here's what we thought. We wanted to present a myriad of types of relationships, right? So the relationship between Randy and Doug is explicit, it is sexual, it is charged.
Yes. Deeply. You know, we miss a lot of it because of the time jump. You know,
the 20 years is torrid.
Torrid, fiery.
Fiery, feisty, erotic.
Fully embodied.
And Kyle is always there, off to the side. Which is to say that love is complicated and a many splendored thing. Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
You know, we're finding them on just a moment, but we know, and we hope that you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question.
Hi there. This is also a question for the book writer or the playwriter, whoever wrote the thing.
When we find out, we'll let you know. We know it's very unclear the way it's written in the program. That is not an accident.
It's an arbitration. So
I
wrote a book, and I said, will you turn this into a play?
And I did that.
And then I suggested it should be a musical, and I used some of that for lyrics.
And then I did Punch Up. I sort of punched it up.
Whoop.
And I wrote some of the lyrics for the play, but only when it was a lyrical play and not when it was a musical.
Right, that's when it was a play with music, a lyrical play.
That's right.
A partial architect, a partial musical.
If I'm not mistaken, you haven't actually asked the question yet, though.
Forgive us.
I'm sure eventually some people acted in it, too. So
yes.
That's great, too.
Yes.
But this is the question for the person who
great.
Wrote it.
All.
Okay, cool. What made you want to land on, like, a mix between bedroom and museum? Because there are a lot of other building types out there.
For sure.
I'm sure. Like libraries.
Uh-huh.
Schools.
Yes.
To name a few.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Name three more.
Yes, library, train station.
Train station.
We considered post office.
Post office and lighthouse.
Yes. Oh, there was a draft where it was lighthouse for so long.
It was a lighthouse for so long. And you know what got us away from it? So many stairs.
Spirals, tight.
Once you go up, you can't.
Do you know what it really came down to is we looked at this whole spectrum of what a building and what a structure could be. We wanted to encompass the most intimate, the truest, where we are our most raw, our most truthful, the bedroom.
A home.
A home.
A bedroom home.
A bedroom
a
home.
A four-poster bedroom
a
home.
A four-poster bedroom home. Home.
And
the place where we're pretending the most. And for me, that's a museum.
We walk around these spaces
and we go,
Yes. I understand this.
I recognize the name of the person that did this. And I know about this era and how it differs from the next 100
years. All of these paintings look different to me. And it's where those ideas intersect. That's why we thought the perfect hybrid was the museum.
It's like a meta performance.
That's right.
Exactly.
Always.
Thank you very much.
Always.
Yes. Thank you. Hello.
Hi. My name's Joe Swell. I had a question for casting. It was great that Barack Obama came to play the role of the president. I was wondering if he had to audition and if he was okay with such a small role in the show.
We can't get into a lot of the specifics. He is offer only.
Yeah. It turns out Barack won't self-tape, and that's fine.
That's fine.
He's offer only, as he should be. He's a very busy man.
Yeah.
And I think he was excited by the size of the role. He did pitch some alternate versions to what his verse should be.
That's right.
Trust, hope, that's the way I get the vote.
Yeah.
He wasn't sold on. He pitched some alts.
Hope,
trust, that's get on Barack Obama's bus.
Yeah. He liked that. And then we said, sir, do you have a bus? And he said, not currently. And so we went back to the shopping.
Hope, change. I'm in a play. That's strange.
Yeah.
And then he said,
it was one where he was more like experiencing the museum. And he was like, excitement, drama. My name is Barack Obama. And we said, that one's a little on the nose.
So hard. I mean, though he welcomes it, so hard to give him feedback. You know.
It's hard to give feedback to any president of the United States.
It's just an intimidating situation.
It is, but we're so grateful that he gave us the time, and we hope he's available to tour with us when it goes.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you very much for your question.
Thank you all so much for your insightful questions. Those will all really help a partial architect become a full production. And now, because you've been so delightful, we're going to close with one more number that's been cut from the musical. And it's this one.
This is from a much earlier version of the musical. The sea's stormy tonight.
Hi. Oh, I hope that the ships find safe passage to our harbors.
You know, are you looking at me with the telescope?
No, I was looking past you with these binoculars.
Oh, yes. I have the
As telescope. You dip down, you know, it's windows all around. It'd be windows all around.
The sea's a tempestuous thing. The storm is the song the sea sings. You know that there's something hidden within its murky blue abyss. Do you ever see in the sea a squiggly, wiggly thing? It comes in the night, its shadow is huge. It's scary to me and to you. Thing all of the time. Let's go down all of these so many stairs.
Okay. It shakes me to my core. I thought it was just a legend or lore, but on weary nights when I am up there, so I've seen it. Something, but I think it might be just what I've said in my name. My head, I don't know if it has any traction.
I think I do too. Let's see it at the same time. 1, 2, 3, cracking. Big octopus.
I did not know
that there were other names for the big squid thing.
Roams the deep below the fathoms wide.
Look what it's doing. It's pulled a boat apart, but look, it's holding a big stick. It's waving the stick in the air, and now it has a bunch of seaweed that it has smushed into a ball. No, it is flat on two sides. Whoa, I can't believe my eyes.
Stick, stick, squid, squid, we should call this hockey.
Stick, stick, squid, squid, we should call this hockey.
Thank you so much, CT Comedy Theater. Thank you so much. Give it up for Eric Gerson on the keys.
Eric Gerson on the keys.
Thank you so much for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone here at CT.
If you look out and you see a little squid.
This is what the hockey is.